Who are you?
I'm Jack Mangan.
I'm
deadpanite.
No. Yes. I've been quiet. Oh, ever so quiet. I hardly move. And yet it keeps coming all the time, closer and closer. And I rest and I rest and still I'm
deadpanite.
And you don't want to
deadpan.
I've always wanted to
deadpan.
Always. I'm afraid. And I'm tired of being afraid. Of waiting.
Why wait?
I'm not going to wait. I'm going out. I'm going to laugh and dance and do all the things I used to do.
And then?
I don't know.
You.
Deadpan. Deadpan.
And
deadpan
meets me as fast. And all my pleasures are like
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Hey, and welcome to Deadpan number 155. I probably made this joke 100 episodes ago, but Sammy Hagar is still not welcome here. I am your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. the White S1W. And, holy crap, we're about a month out from the Deadpan meetup. If you don't know what that's about, then you can actually find it on Facebook. Because I am now a Facebook douchebag, so you can go and check Facebook information. Or if you don't have Facebook, you can. I'll just tell you. It's actually, we're going to have a bunch of folks are already booked to come out here for that weekend of March, basically March 11th through the 14th, about 15th. And we're going to have live fun and entertainment, and we'll behave like responsible adults. So if you're cool and you want to hang with cool people for a drama-free, fun weekend, there will be deadpan recording and podcast superstars will be in attendance. And I didn't sell you on that at all, but anyway. Let's get on with this episode, for fuck's sake. This has been terrible intro babble. I'm going to play a promo, and then we're going to get right into the backlog of content. And I'm not sure if the cup will runneth over or what. But either way, you should get me more deadpan content. And you know the drill. You can email stuff to me. You can email me your recordings at sphericaljackm@gmail.com. Or call the voicemail. That's 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. And I'm going to end this intro babble right now.
So Ghost infected Frank. He passed it on to the other guys, and I got it from his corpse?
Right.
Hello, Echo. How are you feeling?
Did I fall asleep?
For a little while.
Previously on Heroes.
You had to go and be the detective, didn't you, Matt?
I'm not an aggressive person, but...
Ugh, man, there's just way too much on all these channels.
Things, but only in-game.
Everybody lives, Rose. Just this once! In your dreams, Nutloaf!
Bite my shiny metal hat.
Sometimes I get visions.
Walter, what are you doing? Watch and learn, son.
I wish there was some way to find out what's really worth watching.
There is.
What? Who? What was that?
Tuning into Sci-Fi TV is the viewer's guide to genre television.
Where is that coming from?
With its spoiler-free quick reviews and water cooler and the spoiler-filled in-depth back porch discussions, Tuning Into Sci-Fi TV is the only resource fans need to know what's on, what's good, and what's coming soon in science fiction and fantasy television.
How did you get into my house?
Join Kevin, Wendy, and Brent each week for the latest in genre television.
I'm calling the police.
You can find Tuning Into Sci-Fi TV at tuningintosci-fi-tv.com.
No, seriously. How did you get into my house?
Hey, this is Raquel, a.k.a. Sistress, from the Triscast. You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Daria is dead, and deadpan is the fucking way.
An information-saturated society is culturally and politically revolution-proof. Who could have foreseen that?
Yo, I'm just keeping it real.
Don't lie. Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Mangan. I got a bargain for you. The truck. It's all emptied out. Nothing but a bunch of broken up bits of lyrics in there. Any of you's deadpan guys tell me what song they belongs to, you can take them free. I just want rid of them.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Broken Lyrics Challenge. I'm your host, Paul Mackey, and I'm going to go straight into last week's answers. Lyric number one, gobs of spit and condom rubbers on the windows, walls, and doors, is from the song Hot Rod Hotel by Billy Bragg and Wilco, originally written by Woody Guthrie off of the Mermaid Avenue Volume 2 CD. The second lyric, the only clue, was Under Things. And of course, the second hint would have been Tumbling, but it was not necessary. CJ got the point this week. That is, My Freeze Ray by Neil Patrick Harris from the Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog soundtrack. And the last lyric was, Silver and black-lit night, here's to a Steeler's night, an empty splendid castle. And that is from the song Ocean by the Velvet Underground. Now on to this week's lyrics. Lyric number one is, There's not a line that goes here that rhymes with anything. Lyric number two is, Avoiding all work because there's none available. And the number three, and possibly extremely easy lyric, you can sing along with me if you like. My nerves are burning, my stomach's churning, there's only one thing I need. It comes in a glass, or a bottle, or can, it's the cure that's guaranteed. Alright, I wish you luck. You can make your guesses in the comment section for this Deadpan episode. Theme music for the Broken Lyrics Challenge is 12506 by Deutschenschuld. Available at ccmixter.org. The truck sound effect is Truck Brakes by Corsica S, available at freesound.org. If you have specific comments about the Broken Lyrics Challenge, you can email reallybigthings@gmail.com.
Now is the time on Sprockets when we dance. Yeah, I only knew the third. I don't know the first two. But good luck. While we're on that motif, Elvis Costello was a hero to most, buddy. Elvis Costello was a hero to most. Elvis Costello was a hero to most, but he never meant shit to me. You see, the sucker was simple and plain. Motherfuck him and Wayne Newton. And actually, with that, we'll get into a little segment called Polite Rap Songs. I think the name speaks for itself. So the first one is from LL Cool J, or the first two. Mama said knock you out. Mother has requested that I encourage you to sleep for a while. Big ol' butt. The lady's pleasantly shapely posterior appears to be slightly larger than average. Baby got back. My lady friend's pleasantly shapely posterior appears to be slightly larger than average. Fuck the police. I feel a degree of reasonable frustration with law enforcement agencies, and I'd like to make love to the police. Another NWA, real niggas don't die. Genuine, sincere African Americans, while being equal in capability and potential to peers of all other races, can be said in some ways to have indefinite lifespans and legacies, in spite of the high-risk lifestyles led by some in lower-income areas.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Playing games with a friend is fun, but bad sportsmanship isn't.
Yeah.
Wow. women, locked behind walls of concrete and steel, guarded by barbed wire and guns in a tropical hell. They call it
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
The Shave. I know when I will wind up in bed with a man, when I find myself shaving. Not just shaving, mind you, like the casual swipe over the gams and the pits, but shaving everywhere. I start with a concave curve of the armpit, then my calf up to the knee, where I graze the bony plateau, and slip behind to skin that tender gill of flesh. At the Achilles, I move up the tendon, go around to the top of the foot. I skip to the upper thigh to navigate the entire circumference in parallel rows. Last, I move to the widening angle of the crotch to slim it down, tighten it up, shape it to a thin woolen strand or a patch of grass stuck between city street and sidewalk. I survey it. I mark it for utilities. I stick to the chalk lines so he'll know where to go.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Vandermond. To fulfill a request by Esby, well, that was made in the nipples section, for me to read back a national anthem. And I've chosen Finland. And this is the English translation, because I'm nowhere. I'm going to try to speak it in Finnish. So here we go. And the national anthem is Our Country. Our land, our fatherland, sound loud, O name of worth. No mount that meets the heaven's band, no hidden veil, no wave-washed strand, is love that is our native north, our own forefathers' earth. Thy blossom in the bud laid low, yet ripe and shall upspring. See, from our love once more shall grow, thy light, thy joy, thy hope, thy glow. And clearer yet one day shall ring the song our land shall sing.
911 is a joke. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get down. Some emergency services can sometimes provide inappropriately ironic humor with what I perceive as an inadequate fulfillment of their duties. Fight the power. Engage in meaningful discussion with the authority figures and organizations that you perceive are propelling questionable agendas. While I respect Elvis's cultural importance, I don't regard him as highly as most, and I feel a desire for intimacy with his and John Wayne's mothers.
Yo, 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 I'm all up in your grill!
Have you thought about switching to natural gas versus electric? It cooks your meat faster.
Yeah.
I'm crazy like a runaway ace at the zoo.
Greetings, Mr. Jack Mangan. I am the Trollmaster Orgo, calling to inform you that I recently caught on your Deadpan show the Orc interviews. I am an orc, and I am very pleased that you are representing the orc in the traditional fashion. Or rather, the non-traditional, truthful fashion, which is my traditional fashion, and not Tolkien. So please, produce in the future more of these interviews with the orcish community. Thank you. I have been, and will always be, the Trollmaster Orgo, working for the Strongbeck Weak Mind Moving Co. Thank you.
This is Heather Welliver. Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
So all this time, Dr. Glitterhouse was the little man in the boat, huh? Amazing.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Ed from Texas with a few stolen paragraphs for you. Comrade Admiral, the letter began, but the type had been scratched out and replaced with a handwritten Uncle Yuri. Ramius had jokingly called him that years back when Padoran was chief political officer of the Northern Fleet. Thank you for your confidence and for the opportunity you have given me with command of this magnificent ship. Ramius ought to be grateful, Padoran thought. Performance or not, You don't give this sort of command to... What? Padoran stopped reading and started over. He forgot the cigarette, smoldering in his ashtray, as he reached the bottom of the first page. A joke. Ramius was known for his jokes, but he'd pay for this one. This was going too fucking far. He turned the page. This is no joke, Uncle Yuri. Marco. Padoran stopped and looked out the window. The Kremlin wall, at this point, was a beehive of niches for the ashes of the party faithful. He couldn't have read the letter correctly. He started to read it again. His hands began to shake. That was from the novelization of The Hunt for Red October.
Fight for your right to party. I encourage you to strongly, respectfully assert, without entitlementism, your right to a reasonable allotment of time for celebration, even amidst the frustrations of a home life where your parents' best wishes for your development sometimes clash with your cravings for potentially self-destructive behaviors, like smoking cigarettes and sleeping late on school days. King of Rock, I humbly assert myself as a rapper of enough prestige and skill to be considered amongst rock royalty, and suggest that some of the MCs, who I respectfully deem to be at lesser developmental stages of their professions than me, might refer to me, on occasion, with a title of respect, such as Sire. Up in Here by DMX. While I'm sure you all mean well, your actions have caused me to feel a degree of frustration great enough to push the limits of my tolerance, patience, and even sanity. Up in here, up in here. Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my
pan. Up in here, y'all gonna make me grease my spoon. Up in here, y'all gonna make me do haiku. Up in here, y'all gonna make me download every episode of Spherical Tomy.
Yo, 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 keep your pimp hands strong.
A good handshake creates a good first impression.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jack Mangan of the Deadpan Podcast, and I'm actually here with podcasting's Rich Siegfried. So hey, Rich, can you tell us and tell everyone listening about the big important event that's coming up at the end of February?
We're queuing up for something later on this month, where the Boom Effect, which is to help the Sonic Boom, which is T's daughter, because unfortunately her mother did pass away recently, and a bunch of podcasters are getting together to try to help raise some college money for her eventual trips to college, since, you know what, T's going to be on his own with this. So we figured that if we get together, we can show our love for T and that little boom, that little Sonic Boom, to try to raise money on February 27th with a webathon. Now, are you familiar with a webathon, sir?
Well, actually, I've never seen a webathon. I've seen the Jerry Lee Lewis telethon.
I'm not sure it was Jerry Lee Lewis. I think it was just Jerry Lewis. I think they're brothers. When Jerry Lee Lewis married his cousin, they kind of, yes, his family had a telethon to try to convince him not to.
Thank you for that. That was well played, sir. Thank you.
Well, that's all right. Well, for people who might question the format, thinking, "Hey, we're new media people. Why are we doing an old media style of telethon?" Because I will tell you this, that the podcast of Never Not Funny, Jimmy Pardo, world famous comedian, Never Not Funny, they raised $10,000 for Smile Train, which helps little kids get cleft palate surgery. And Loading Ready Run for 3 years straight have raised over $100,000 this last year. For Child's Play, which, of course, is the huge event that is put on by Penny Arcade. So we know that this format works, but it can't work without you, the listener. If you can tune in to ustream.tv/channel/theboomeffect, or a much easier URL to remember, theboomeffect.org. If you tune in there on February 27th, time to be decided, then you'll be able to find out how you can contribute, not only with donations, but we've got some pretty awesome auction items Many of those lots are available on theboomeffect.org now, so you can take a look at those and see what you might want to bid on. And we'll also have a few things, whether it's actual products or potentially even services from some of the finest voice talents that the interwebs has to offer. So how does that sound to you, Jack?
That sounds brilliant, actually. And it sounds like if someone's watching, even if they feel like, you know, they don't really have the money or anything, you know, anything else to contribute, like a skit or cash, as long as they're watching and tweeting about it or Facebooking about it, then they're still doing good.
You know what? That's right. Just because you may not have anything to give, if you tell somebody, that can be just as good as a gift. Because honestly, you may, your tweet, your Facebook update, your social media blah could be the very thing that leads somebody who has very deep pockets to our little project here.
So you put your blah to good use.
Exactly. This is the crappiest promo ever.
Well, I'm sorry, Rich, but you know, Rich is funny, you know, but that's why Rich is running it. And I hope to be a part of it too, but you know, trust in Rich's sense of humor, and I'll be across the country, so I won't be able to drag him down.
But we are accepting video, skits, songs, sketches, anything you want to try, because we're making this entertaining, folks, because nobody's going to want to sit in front of their computer if it's going to be boring. So we're going to try to entertain you while we try to raise money. So if you're a performer out there and would like to contribute something that is fun, that is lighthearted, because this is all for fun, folks. The money is going to be going to a serious cause, but the entertainment is going to be for fun. And so if you have something that you'd like to contribute, then please contact us at theboomeffect.org. Email addresses and contact information are all there, and we'd love to do it. If it's video, fantastic. If it's just audio, no worries. We'll find a picture of something to put over the audio.
Was that a threat?
Yes. So do video. Buy an expensive video. No, buy a cheap video camera and donate whatever what else would be there to theboomeffect.org. No, anything that you can contribute entertainment-wise, we'd love to use. So again, go to theboomeffect.org to find all of the contact information. And thank you for your donations and contributions, whether it's of your time or your money or your gifts. It's all going to a great cause, and it's appreciated more than you could possibly know.
Yes, and it's for good people. I mean, T. Morris is certainly a guy who will appreciate this. It's not going to – not one penny of that will go to waste.
Exactly. He's not going to go out and blow it all on hat. Especially with a gorgeous head of hair like his, it'd be a shame.
Although, you know, if it was a really nice hat, I would be okay with that.
Not all that money.
Well, okay.
They've already raised a little bit. I think that would be a very expensive hat. It would have to have lasers, possibly the power of flight, and certainly x-ray specs.
It'd be like an Inspector Gadget hat, really.
Go, Gadget hat! And it just blocks the sun from his eyes. It seemed like a huge waste of money.
All right. Well, this is the worst promo I've ever heard.
wait till I get done editing it. It'll be even worse. Imagine this shit with sound effects. No.
No, I trust your sense of humor to raise this up from the murk.
I'd like to thank so much Jack Mangan for his time, for the use of his feed and his interwebs, and certainly your precious ear time, because I know you stopped watching French Maid TV or looking at La La on Tiki Bar TV specifically to listen to this. And now go back to those lovely, lovely ladies. And just remember, theboomeffect.org, February 27th. And
yeah.
Go watch boobies. Lots of boobies.
No, that's not the boob effect. It's the boom effect. And this is for a noble cause as opposed to your filthy, filthy, dirty little cause there. So do something noble for a little while, and then you can go back to your filthy, dirty habits.
I tried to go serious.
I'm sorry.
yo, yo, don't be tripping.
Tie your shoelaces. Stumbling in traffic will ruin your weekend.
Yeah.
I'm crazy like a runaway ace at the zoo.
Meet the girls of
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
They're young, they're beautiful, and they're killer. There's nothing they wouldn't do for a man or to him.
You won't die from this bull,
Jack.
But you'll wish you had.
In a week, the dust thickens on our kitch. The knickknacks from our grandmother's mothers. The china cats and porcelain angels. The lamp filled with broken seashells, the photographs of the honeymoon on the mantle. In 2 weeks, grass grows 6 inches. Thistle, clover, and dandelion creep inside the fence line. In 3 months, the utilities are shut off. The icebox melts. Water leaks in pools around the kitchen island. The 80-20 ground chuck mutates. The refrigerator spoil bursts open. A plight of maggots emerges and mingles with colonies of fruit flies hatching from black bananas. Dog finally eats cat. More time passes. Storms slash the shingles. Rain soaks 2,200 square feet. Carpet. Black mold flowers from floor to ceiling, expands like concentric supernova. What stays whole? Plastic and stainless steel. Our daughter's toy dinosaurs, spatulas, the flip-top garbage can, a lemon zester, the front panel of the dishwasher. It's been a year. The neighbors come to look for us and break down the back door. They search under the computer desk, between the rafters, and in the dark creosote crawl spaces, but find our bodies in bed, with just inches between us that felt like light years.
Hello, this is Amy Bowen. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the way.
Listening to Jack talk about his stance on Facebook games, I'm reminded of the Farmville Beastie Boys and their big hit, No Sheep in Brooklyn.
If you listen really closely, you might hear the cat playing with the ring from a milk carton in the background. It's his favorite toy. The first comment of the week, Nomad Scry says, check, check, ellipsis, is this thing on? The middle comment, or somewhere near the middle, Lo Pan says, 16,000 people per square mile in Hong Kong, and they have one Olympian? Odd. And the last, at least as of right now, Used Hair says, R.E. Freedom is not free. The title on the actual picture is Freedom's Not Free. This annoys the living F percent pound dollar sign out of me. By making freedom a possessive, it must have something to possess. Freedom's what is not free, parentheses. This ignores the fact that freedom can't really possess anything to begin with, close parentheses. And don't give me any of this, quote, they just made a conjunction out of freedom and is crap. That's still piss poor English. Sorry, grammar fascist on the loose. Somebody slap me. CW better off Ted, dash, the more evil your particular evil ink employer is, the funnier this show gets. And actually, the picture in question was of a statue of Mel Gibson's version of William Wallace, and I believe that actually Mel Gibson, when pressed for comment, said that it was the fault of the Jews. All right, I think I have nothing left to say. I want to thank everyone who contributed cool stuff and cool shit to this episode, and I want to thank Amy Bowen for the next Questers from FPM, which is a whole lot of fun, just not in this episode. It will be in the very next episode, no matter what, whether it's unshow or full show or whatever. You will hear the next Questers. And yeah. So is an information-saturated society truly culturally and politically revolution-proof? All right. Deadpan is the mother effing way. Good night, moon. That is smaller than an elephant. And not coming back after the music. This is actually something that you may have heard once or twice before on Deadpan, but this is an edited down version. The original version was called Circle of Stars, and this new version that you're hearing is called Circle of Doom. Deadpan outro babble out.
Greetings again, Mr. Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. This is, once again, the Trollmaster, Orgo, calling to remind himself why he called in the first place, which was to say, Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Thank yous.